Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your hostess, Molly McCord. It is June 23rd, 2013, and today is a super moon. It's a full moon, and we're calling it a super moon because it's the closest point the moon will be to the Earth all year long. So you'll see it bigger, and you could be feeling it more powerfully right now. It is active as of this morning. Let's see, I'm in Seattle, so Pacific time it was at its most vibrant around 4:30 a.m., but the effects are long-lasting because of the power of this full moon. I have a full moon write-up on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, if you want to check out more information about the energies that are going on. It's also a gateway energy because we just passed through the summer solstice, summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, and we are going to have some more big energy changes coming up in the next week or so. So check that out if you are looking for more information and insights. I'm always happy to share those with you. This is a special episode of the show because I am releasing this weekend my spiritual memoir. It's called The Art of Trapeze, One Woman's Journey of Soaring, Surrendering, and Awakening. And it is free this weekend on Amazon. It's a Kindle-only book. However, you do not have to have a Kindle to read it or download it. You can download it on your iPad, iPhone, tablet, Android devices, almost anything. If you go onto the Amazon and you look for a free Kindle app, you can download it. And then after you download the app, you can download the book for free. So very easy, very simple. I am amazed to tell you that the book is already number one in the Amazon's category of memoirs, autobiography for adventurers and explorers, and it's number three under spiritual self-help, and this is under the Kindle versions of the book. The book is only in Kindle, which means it's only digital. So you can get a free copy of it. And the good news is that Amazon has allowed me to extend the free copies until Wednesday, June 26th. So regardless of when you're listening to this, if it's before June 26th, you can download a free copy of the book. If you're drawn to it, if you resonate with what I share and what I offer, I am happy to just give this to you for now. So please check it out. So today's show is related to awakenings and what that means and what that's about. Thousands and millions of people are awakening all over the globe, but we might not know what to call it. We might not know it's happening until we look back on a certain part of our life and realize that's what it was. It's often very personal. It's not something that you are sharing with everybody. You can potentially be keeping it to yourself, and you're looking online for more information. You're looking on different websites and reading books and perhaps doing it all in your own space and in your own way. And this is perfect. I feel this is actually required, that it is a personal experience because your awakening process is different than mine, is different than your best friends, is different than, you know, the people that I know. We each have our own specific awakening journey. Some people awaken quickly and some people awaken over a few years. Now let me back up and share with you how we would define a spiritual awakening. There are many definitions of awakening. There are different ways to do this, as I've just said. But the essential nature of a spiritual awakening is that you become aware of how truly powerful you are, of how your energy is beyond the here and now or the physical form, that it is related to your soul's energy. It's related to all these parts of yourself you can't see. And you are awakening to the power of that, to what is temporary and what is forever, to what is spiritual and what is physical, to understanding more and more about the lessons you're here to learn, the people in your life, soul contracts, themes, all of this. It comes up and it comes to your awareness. It could be very jolting. It could be fearful. It could be exciting. You might reject it. You might invite it. It can be all of this and more. It challenges a lot of mass media information. It pushes the boundaries on what you thought you knew or what you had figured out. But at the same time, awakenings connect you to something so much bigger, and there's freedom. There's energy. There's excitement. There's relief. There's an understanding that is more holistic and empowering than ever before. Now, this, of course, is related to how I've come to understand spiritual awakening and how I've heard stories and witnessed events for other people. You might have parts of this in your life. It might be different. But the idea is that a spiritual awakening can shift significantly who you are, your life purpose, what you're here to do, all of these components. Now, as we're talking about this, I want to share with you some resources because I know that we have a tendency to get really excited about this stuff, or at least I do. I get excited and I want to devour more information, read more books. And so I'm being guided right now to share those with you because besides the fact that you can get my book for free, there's tons of other books available right now that might be very helpful for you. I want to direct your attention to a wonderful place called Starfield Press, starfieldpress.com. This has an offering of wonderful books about energy, about opening up to your strength and your power. There's some great books about the chakras and energy, the Galaxy Healer's Guide. I mean, there's just a lot of good books here, and I strongly recommend it. So check that out if you're looking for resources, starfieldpress.com. Another good place to look for resources about awakenings is books by Robert Schwartz, and he writes about your soul's plan and your soul's gift. In fact, those are two of his titles right now. They are available on Amazon. They are they're actually separate chapters. You can buy individual chapters or you can buy the whole book. And he talks about the different things your soul plans and why. It's brilliant. Great work. I strongly recommend that's Robert Schwartz. And you can Google your soul's gift, your soul's plan, and you might resonate with his information. Some other books I want to share with you are by Michael Newton, and he writes about the journey of souls and life between lives. He shares information about what your soul chooses and why and that process. He is a hypnotherapist who has been doing this work for decades, and he provides a broader perspective on the journey of a soul and why we choose certain lessons and themes and everything. It's wonderful work. So I recommend those resources for you. Just go ahead and Google them and see what turns up. And as always, trust your own instincts and follow what you're drawn to and what you need. Because where you click on the internet and where you go is often divinely guided, and it's someone, chances are you're connecting with information that you need. So as always, I fully support the fact that you have to follow what you need and what you're drawn to. So when we talk about spiritual awakenings, they often occur in layers. And that's because it gives us information that we can digest. It depends on when your first spiritual awakening began. My first spiritual awakening was in 2002, and I didn't even know it. I had no idea. But I first went to a psychic who opened me up to more information about my life and the possibilities and what I could do and how to work with energy and all of these different elements. And I look back now in 2002 into 2005 and beyond were very significant for my spiritual awakening, but I didn't know it at the time. So perhaps you can relate. If you've been on this journey for a while and you look back on your life and you look at these mileposts, you realize, wow, that was a turning point, or that brought in more information for me that I couldn't see at the time. But it was afterwards that you saw the bigger picture. So these spiritual awakenings occur in layers, because not only is it about what you can digest and what works for you, it's also about the energy of the planet. Now, back in 2002, I don't know if you remember, but it was a very, very different energy. I want to even call it dense. For here in the United States, it was only months after the terror attacks in New York that I had my spiritual awakening. And that was a dense time on the planet with everything that was stirred up and everything that came about. And I feel strongly that for those of us who had our spiritual awakening in 2001, even into 2005, if you fall into that time period, you were activating greater light on the planet to balance out all the other energies that were circulating. That's why. That's why we timed it. That's why our soul said, okay, this is when my awareness is needed the most. Now, if your awakening has been recently, perhaps a few years ago, perhaps this year, whenever it was, keep in mind that that is divinely timed, and that is guided by your soul, and it's what you chose. And you chose it for many possible reasons, but whatever it is, it's been perfect for you. And it's important that we affirm that for ourselves, that we're not looking to see where we are in regards to other people. Now, on that note, there are millions who are not awakening and who will not. It is not their soul's plan to awaken on the same levels. It is not their choice. It is not their interest. This is divine. This is perfect. And this is also where we must be in acceptance and be in a detachment. Because when people, whatever choice people make is perfect for them. And again, the resources I mentioned and shared with you are going to provide more of an understanding around why some people choose not to awaken right now. They could have been an incredible spiritual leader in the last lifetime. Or, and they could have been doing a ton of energy work for four lifetimes in a row, and now they're like, I'm just going to hang back this time, and I'm going to enjoy my daily job, and I'm going to keep it simple. There's a million of perfect reasons why people choose not to awaken. And so it's incredibly important, and I say this to you, human to human, that we can't judge, we can't expect, we can't hold any type of attachment to that happening. Because when we know that everything is divine, we don't require anything, right? We don't require that someone be something they're not, or that they don't force their energy, or they don't have to become something else, right? We are just in acceptance. And I say that human to human because there's times when we really want something, right? we really wish, you know, that one parent would understand, or the sibling would get it, or you'd be on the same page with your friends. It doesn't always happen that way, and that's why it's divine. So spiritual awakenings tend to happen in layers. It can happen instantly overnight. I feel that the past few years, the energy has supported quicker awakenings than ever before. So for those of us who have been doing this for years, you are a pioneer. You know, we laid the groundwork. We set down the foundation so that others can awaken faster and quicker and come into contact with their greater, more powerful self. And I find this very exciting. It's an exciting time right now to connect with other people who are awake, who are interested in this work, and who want to be a part of it and who want to share it. Now, with spiritual awakenings, they occur in different ways. As I said at the beginning, you know, your spiritual awakening will be specific to you in how you designed it and how you needed it to happen, in what fits your energy and how you move through energy. What that means is we all have our own paces and our own ways of moving through life. I mentioned before on the show that I tend to be a speedy one, and I move through stuff very fast. However, that can also alter my expectations where I expect other people to move through it faster. But I have to own my own energy, and sometimes I have to slow down, and sometimes I don't have to slow down, but that's just my pace. My pace in life tends to be faster moving, which means that I also have to accept other people who are slower moving, right? So it all will come back to acceptance, owning your energy, and accepting other people's energy as well. In my book, The Art of Trapeze, I share with you the first spiritual awakening of 2002, and then later on in the book, I share with you exactly how it expanded. And it expanded at a time when I was ready for more understanding, when it was personal for me. I had moved to Paris. I moved my whole life to Paris. I fell in love with a man from Turkey. I was working at the U.S. Embassy. I moved my cats abroad. I sold all of my furniture here in the States. I got rid of everything. That was my new life. That was it. And then changes happened, as they do in life. And I went through that process of surrendering. Yesterday's show, I talked about surrendering and why we do that and why it's crucial. And after the surrendering is when I had one of my deepest awakenings. And that's really, honestly, what I'm passionate about in the book. But I have intentionally shared a story with you that is the very human version of the book. So you're reading it, and you're like, well, this is just, it's a memoir. It's personal. Hopefully it's funny. It's enjoyable. It's an adventure. But you'll see how there isn't a lot of spiritual, quote-unquote, heaviness. And that's because I saved it to the point at the end of the book where you have the opportunity to all of a sudden see things differently. And I feel like that's how we live our lives, right? We're going through our lives. We're living them day by day. We're in the experiences. We're moving through relationships. We're getting new jobs. You know, we're going through our lives, and then we're awakened with new information. And that's what I want the experience of the book to be about, is that it relates to a potential real-life scenario of awakening where it comes out of the blue. That's my intention. Of course, that that is something that's left to the reader, and it's an interesting experience to take something that's personal and that I value and to put it out into the world. But that's what I do. That's one of my sole purposes here, because ultimately I believe that my story overlaps some parts of your story, and that there is a lot of healing involved, healing in understanding and connecting to a bigger perspective and in knowing the whys, because that's a human thing, right? We want to know, why is this happening? Why did I experience that relationship ending? why did this not work out? And this is my understanding of the why. So I offer that to you. And again, it's free, but I'm not going to keep harping on that because I trust that if you're drawn to the book, you will grab it now while you can. So spiritual awakenings are going to continue for ourselves personally and globally. More people are looking for this information and they want it. And it's interesting because I think that some people want it too quickly or want too much at once. It's almost like gorging yourself on information and trying to take that fast path. But I have to share with you that there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. You might know, quote unquote, this information and you get it, right? Like you understand why your soul chose this or you see what this relationship was about, but you still have to put it into practice. And that's one of the reasons why we are here in physical form on this beautiful earth and alive. It's because you take the spiritual information and you ground it. And by doing that, you create change in your life. And this is why relationships change. This is why you don't want to live in the same place anymore. This is why the job is no longer satisfying. Because you're taking the spiritual understanding of who you are as a soul, and you're activating it, and that activation changes you, changes what you want, changes your energy, changes how you see yourself in the world, how you see yourself in your daily life. And, you know, change isn't easy for all of us, especially big changes all at once. There's a saying, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to quote it properly, but it's basically that, you know, when you have one change happening in one area of your life, it can make things unsteady. So, for example, if you're going through a career change, it can make things unsteady, right? Because you're worried about maybe finances or you're not sure about your new, if you're going to get a job or what your new career is and how it's going to formulate. But think about it as you could be experiencing such transitions that your career is not only changing, but your relationships are, your marriage is. Or you realize you don't want to live in the same place anymore. You want a different city or a different place on the globe. And when you start shifting, all these desires for change can come up and they're very unsteady. Very unsteady. But that's part of the excitement. And that's part of the gift of transformation. Because then you're also in awareness that you can create anything you want next. It's really that big. Anything you want. What do you want? And yes, you might be worried about money or wonder if there is anybody else on the planet that you would ever be in a relationship with. And you wonder, what is your job and what am I supposed to do in my life? All these are big questions. But that's the journey. That's what I feel is the fun. It might not be fun when you're in it, but that's the amazing part of right now is that we have more choices. We have more ways to exert our energy. We have more awareness about what we can create. And we have more resources than ever. Now, this is the part also that requires a leap of faith, huge leap of faith. And I understand how big that is for some of you. I get it. It's really big. And you maybe have never done it before. You've always thought about it. Or you feel ready, but you're still scared. If that's the case, I talk about soaring in another special episode of this show. You can find it here on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. I talk about soaring and the leap of faith and what that's about. I recommend listening to that show. I also recommend listening to the show I just did around surrendering, because that is also essential to this part of the process. All of these things work together, and they do so beautifully. But there are some components that are required of you, and I talk about those in those other shows, so I don't want to get too far into them. But, again, you know, these are free resources. These are free shows. You can listen to them on iTunes, on the radio, on the internet. You can download them I just give to you. I just give and I give. Because I really believe that there are people who are ready for this information. And that when I give to you, it benefits you and it benefits all the people that you touch. Right? I mean, that's how we're all connected and how we're all doing this together. So I'm being guided to let you know that this information is potentially really big, and you are free to listen to the show again if you need to hear more of what I just said. It could be a lot to digest depending on where you are on your spiritual journey. So, you know, if you're needing to listen to the show again, please feel free to do so. Again, I want to share with you those great resources to check out. StarfieldPress.com. Great website, great books, just a lot of good stuff there. So check it out and see what you resonate with. Also, Michael Newton's Journey of Souls, Life Between Lives. There's a few other books he has out there. I recommend those. Robert Schwartz, Your Soul's Gift and Your Soul's Plan. Also, I meant to mention this one. There's a woman, Sanaya Roman. I'm going to spell that for you. S-A-N-A-Y-A. Last name, Roman. R-O-M-A-N. I say Roman. I don't know why, but it's probably Roman. She has been doing channeling and spiritual work for probably decades, and she has beautiful, beautiful books and channelings to share. Personal Power Through Awareness, Spiritual Growth, Being Your Higher Self, lots of great information. She channels and works with some beings called Orin, and her partner works with a being called Dabin. Orin and Dabin, I believe, is the website. Check that out as well, because she has some free channelings and some free gifts on her website. And I'm going to actually, you know, I'm Googling it right as I talk to you. So if you hear noise, that's what it is. Orin, O-R-I-N, Dabin, D-A-B-E-N. Check out the website for more resources. And as always, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and the special information. The show is live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. And this Wednesday, I'm going to have on the guest, Psychic Cowgirl Shannon Lackman, and we're going to talk about the 2013 spiritual themes. There were, I believe, 5 or 6 spiritual themes that I shared back in January that came through from my spiritual guidance, and we are doing a catch-up, essentially, on those themes and that information to see how things have unfolded, what's going on, and to look at the second half of this year. So please join us for that show, and you can always download it on iTunes or just Blog Talk Radio. And I hope you find a lot of good, insightful, and empowering insights around that. As always, I greatly appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for being here. Grab a copy of the book. I'm not going to say it anymore. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon. Namaste.